beneath jagged slashes of golden light, Touchstone Pictures. Touchstone Pictures presents Annapolis. A young man opens his eyes, his face drenched with sweat that drips across his nose. He's lying on his side in a boxing ring, his cheek resting against the floor. As he looks out through the ropes, he spots two men in the audience exchanging money. Then he lifts his head up to see the ref counting him out. His opponent leers into view, and the ref pushes him away. The young man, Jake, pushes himself up.
Six. Seven.
The ref grasps his hands and checks him over while the audience get to their feet. A man shouts at Jake from outside the ring.
Listen, stay away, stay away. Let's get out of the round. Just stay away. Jake.
His opponent punches him hard in the face and torso. Oh. The man coaching Jake looks disappointed while his opponent laughs. They're fighting at a venue called Bingorama, and Jake forces his opponent slowly up to the ropes. Jake's pushed into a corner and he shoves the other boxer away from him. Jake punches him in the face, then forces him against the ropes. With a powerful punch, Jake sends the other fighter to the floor, and one of the men in the audience who's been studying the match gets to his feet and leaves. Jake watches as the money that exchanged hands earlier on is passed back to its original owner. Now he's walking through the rainy night along a busy road that runs near to an industrial area. At home, he switches on the light in his bedroom and puts down his bag. Emptying his pockets, he places some cash on top of a chess set on his dressing table, then gently lies back on his bed. One of the photographs stuck to his mirror is of a young boy saluting in a sailor suit while a woman beside him smiles happily. Another day, and a large group of men are making their way to work. One of them is the other fighter, AJ, and Jake grabs him from behind.
Hey, buddy, you look like you got your ass kicked.
Oh, that's an early birthday present.
Oh, yeah, so when you started crying, is that part of the present?
When you started crying, I don't have a car. He's down for an eight count. He's falling back up. I felt so sorry for him. I took a nap.
They're each carrying a lunchbox as they make their way to an enormous naval ship that's in the process of being built. Jake is working up on some scaffolding next to AJ. They're both welding, and the man who is coaching him in the fight, Bill, makes his way over to them.
Hey, Jake! You do the work on H2?
Yeah.
Crosswell seems to bubble.
Fine.
Do him over.
Jake looks annoyed as he pushes down his visor. Meanwhile, the man who is studying him at the fight is striding through the workers and is now wearing a white naval uniform. AJ finds Jake in the locker room.
Hey, Jake, there's some guy from the Naval Academy out there looking for you.
It's funny.
I'm serious, man. He's out there looking for you right now.
Say what he wanted?
No.
The naval officer is outside, staring at the skeleton of the ship as he waits for Jake. Jake hurries over to him.
Excuse me, sir. I'm Jake Heward. Lieutenant Commander Burton, United States Naval Academy. Your application made for some interesting reading.
Thank you.
Kept going over it. Trying to figure out why a congressman would give a nomination to someone with such mediocre grades and test scores.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to give it to me at first.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He also said you were the biggest pain in the ass he'd ever met.
I had to go back a couple times.
How many?
34 straight days, so.
We've had some spots open up in this year's class. A couple kids decided last minute they'd rather have fun at college. Induction day is tomorrow. And I'm gonna be honest with you, this is not an ideal situation here. You're gonna be way behind the students we've already admitted. They've had months to prepare now.
That's right, sir.
Well, then congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow at 06:30.
They shake hands, then Burton strides away. Bill is watching from an office window somewhere above them. Now, Jake's sitting high up in the skeleton of the ship, looking out across the water to where a series of grand buildings lines the estuary.
I just don't get it, man. I mean, I don't know why you want to go to that place so bad. I mean, we're rivets. We build ships.
AJ swigs his beer.
You remember when my mom used to take us there when we were kids?
Yeah, and I mean, we all wanted to wear the uniform and be the hero. But we were little kids then, Jake.
Oh, I never stopped wanting that.
Okay, so what, this place isn't good enough for you?
No, that's not it. I just don't want to build ships.
And what happens if that doesn't work out?
It's gonna work out.
I mean, I got dreams too, man. Yeah. Like going to Sir Frankie's tonight and getting shit-faced.
Tonight's your night.
Girls dancing in a busy bar.
We got plenty of room over at the VIP table if you guys want to join us.
All right, Romeo.
These girls are all over your Navy buddies, man. Look at this place.
Some shots.
All right.
Listen, guys, they're my best friends, as long as I can remember. That's why I gotta get the hell out of here, because if I can't find better guys than you, I'm in trouble. See you Christmas.
He bumps fists with them all.
No, wait up.
Okay. So you see the girl over there with the long black hair?
Yeah.
A couple of us chipped in.
Oh, she's a hooker?
No, she's not a hooker.
She's an escort.
Get out of here.
Look, I swear on my mother. Hey, just go talk to her. She ain't gonna bite you. I cost too much.
Hi. I'm Jake.
Allie.
Yeah, so, look, this is probably, like, business as usual for you, but I've never done anything like this before. Look, so you can keep the money.
What are you talking about?
Looking at AJ.
You're not a prostitute.
No, I am. But I'm really late for my next appointment, so.
Hey. I'm sorry, okay? They didn't say you were really expensive.
Why do you think your friends were trying to get you a prostitute, Jake? You trying to lose your virginity?
Actually, you were supposed to be my going-away present. I'm going to the Naval Academy tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah, it's, fairly rigorous selection process.
Yeah, I know that. I've heard.
Well, if you're interested, maybe we could get together. I'll give you a tour.
You know, I would love that.
You know, I'm kind of feeling a connection here.
You are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with me so close to going to war.
You're going to the academy.
I I think we should ask ourselves, can we afford to pass up what is possibly our one night?
I'm gonna do something about it.
A brawl.
Just think about that.
Come on.
AJ.
What? I'm just saying hi to your new friends, all right?
Okay. All right.
Having split the fight up, Jake looks around to see the young woman's gone. At home, he packs a bag, including his toothbrush, then goes downstairs to where Bill's sitting at the kitchen table.
I'm all set. You sure this is what you want to do? You're close to getting your hours.
I don't want to join the union, Dad.
Well, tell me, what the hell is it you do want? Hmm? I mean, come on, Jake. Who are we kidding? You don't listen to me or anybody here, and you're going to take orders from them?
I'm sorry I didn't give you 2 weeks' notice.
Jake. I'll give you a ride.
Jake lets out a sigh and nods. Then Bill drives him through the early morning streets to the academy. Other people are arriving as they pull up.
See you at Christmas.
He gets out without looking at Bill and makes his way across the street. Other cadets kiss their mothers goodbye.
Love you, Mom.
Next, they're in uniform.
20 months ago, 50,000 young men and women inquired about applying to this academy. But this morning, only 1,207 of you passed through these gates. Some of you have only known success your entire life. But this year, your plebe year, you will know failure.
Welcome to the academy.
Because failure is a far greater teacher than success. Our standards are both high and uncompromising. Some of you will fail to meet them. We make no apology for that, because the mission we have been entrusted with, transforming you from civilians into naval officers, is too important.
A group of cadets, including Jake, are jogging on the spot, holding rifles above their heads. An instructor leans in to one of them.
Lock those elbows,
man. Ma'am, I'm all right, ma'am.
Ally, the woman from the bar, is one of the instructors, and she approaches Jake.
That rifle up. You look surprised, Cleve Heward.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
How many buildings at the academy are named for admirals?
Ma'am, I'll find out, ma'am.
That's one of your rates, Heward. You're required to know that information. Especially if you're going to be offering tours.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Now drop it, give me 20.
Aye, ma'am.
As he does his push-ups, another instructor makes his way through the cadets.
What is that smell? Is that you, Estrada?
Sir, no, sir.
You've been taking Puerto Rican showers instead of regular ones? Is that what you're doing?
Sir, no, sir.
You stink. How about your beard? Plebes are supposed to be clean shaven.
Sir, I shaved this morning, sir. I just have a thick beard, sir.
I want you to shower and shave every 3 hours after lights out. And no more cologne. Do you understand, Estrada?
Sir, yes, sir!
At ease!
They lower their rifles.
Attention on deck. Midshipman Lieutenant Cole.
Whitaker, the instructor, steps away, and a tall, broad-shouldered, intimidating officer walks slowly along the front line of cadets. When Cole stops to look one of them up and down, the young man swallows hard. He makes his way to the end of the row, to where a female cadet's standing, eyes front. He points at something on the ground.
Get in.
She glances at it.
Sir, aye, aye, sir!
Next, he goes to another cadet in the front row.
Tip it up.
Sir, aye, sir!
The young woman's climbed into a body bag. She trembles as the other cadet zips it shut, then returns to his place in line.
I want you all to remember what that bag looks like with a body in it. Because if you become officers, this is where they're going to put your mistakes.
Do you understand me?
Sir, yes, sir!
All of you came straight here from high school. But not me. Before I got here, I served 3 years in the Marines, which means I'm more than just a senior at this academy. I am someone who knows exactly what it takes to become an officer. And I will accept nothing less from you. If that's not what you signed up for, there's nothing wrong with that. Just let me know now. Just raise your hand.
Nobody does.
All right. Let's go for a little jog.
Go!
The cadets tackle an obstacle course running in pairs. Jake's partner, Lou, is a little ahead as they throw themselves over and under horizontal logs held above the ground on wooden posts. Next, they scurry through large pipes, then climb a scramble net. At the top of the net, they shimmy down a thick rope. Other cadets speed through the course behind them. One portly young man struggles to get over the logs. Lou and Jake hurry up the underside of a reverse climb that leans over them with wide spaced bars. Then they sprint across a straight log to the finish. One of the cadets falls heavily in a mud pit. There's only one cadet left. The portly young man, Nance, and he's struggling with the reverse climb. Cole nods to Whittaker, who sprints over to him.
What's the problem here, Nance?
Sir, I'm trying, sir.
Stop trying and do it!
Aye, sir.
Come on, you butterball, move it! Move it, there's a big, juicy steak waiting for you. And yams! Holy shit! You are pathetic! You're the only one who can't make it up this thing! From now on, I'm gonna start calling you twins. You know why? Twins?
Because I'm carrying away your two normal human beings, sir.
Oh, you're smart too. So you should be able to figure out that if you don't get your fat ass up this climb by the end of this year, your fat ass is gonna be separated.
Nance perspires heavily as he watches Whittaker walk away. Nance, Estrada, Lou and Jake are sharing a room. Nance cuts a stained sock from his foot, wincing as he pulls the fabric from his skin, and Estrada tapes a photograph of a model to the inside of his cap.
What the hell you doing?
Just reminding myself what I'm fighting for.
Hey, Hewitt, don't worry. The books will be all in your head soon.
Yeah, I hope.
But you should learn to make your bed first.
What?
Fold's got to be 12 inches from the top.
Jake grabs the ruler they've thrown at him. Then someone appears in the doorway.
Lou! Nance!
What the hell? We've only been here a week.
Estrada.
Nice.
Letters.
Oh, this is from that chick that I met at the shore this summer.
Oh. Sorry, Carmen.
Before you achieve, you must believe. Before you achieve, you must believe. Before you achieve, you must believe. Before you achieve, you must believe.
Hey, Dr. Phil. Shut your hole.
20.
54 degrees, 85 minutes north.
15.
166 degrees, 10 minutes west.
Let me help you.
10.
I got it. This is a headwind here, right? I got it. 40
degrees, 80 minutes north.
5.
Come on, Jake.
Time.
Drill's over, Hewitt.
Next squad, you're up.
In a gym, the cadets are skipping while others spar in the ring or hit punch bags.
A believer. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mike Tyson once said, everybody's got a plan until they get hit. You can say whatever you want to about Tyson. That's the smartest goddamn thing I ever heard anybody say about boxing. Center that weight, son. Center that weight. You got no balance. I'll push you right over.
All right, son.
That is why we teach boxing here. See, the powers that be want to see how you react when you get popped in that mouth. Want to see how you hold up. Your little plan goes to hell. That chin down, son. You want to get knocked out? 40 seconds. You want to focus this with me?
Pretty good, Huron. You boxed before?
A little bit.
Yeah, you can tell. Jab's good. Straight right's pretty crisp. Yeah. You hook like a girl, though.
Jake smiles and watches her walk away.
I hook like a girl.
He pummels the bag.
Hey, Lou.
Hey.
Hey, you finished your calc homework yet?
Oh,
hey, man, I just want to check my answers.
Nice try, Estrada.
Come on, man, I didn't get a chance to finish mine.
Look, I made the time.
It's just a homework assignment.
Sorry, man.
You know how you're gonna die, Lou? Friendly fire.
I'll help you.
No offense. I want to pass, Heard.
What is this? Restricted diet means no pokey bait! Twins!
Seeing the others.
Shove off!
Jake stays put, and Whittaker turns to him.
You do understand what shove off means, don't you, Heward? Oh, I forgot. You're a waitlister. Well, since you're here, why don't you clean up your shipmate's mess?
Whittaker's standing close to Jake, who steps into the room and grabs the scattered snack bars from the floor, dropping them into a bucket. Later, he wakes to find Nance sitting at a computer, the glow of the screen the only light in the room. Jake climbs down from his bunk.
Are you looking at porn?
It's not porn.
Photos of a city parade.
Is that parade for you?
I'm from kind of a small town, so me getting in here is a big deal.
I didn't decide I was going to come when I found out they were throwing me a parade.
When do you get mail every day?
I don't know. You know, there's only been two times in my life my father ever told me he was proud of me. Fourth grade, I knocked out this bully who had been picking on me. And the day I received my acceptance here.
Estrada comes in with a towel wrapped around his waist.
Hey, you guys looking at porn?
Yeah.
Now they're cleaning a bathroom when some young women walk past.
Those girls till after I finish my plea beer.
Hook up? Oh, man, we can't even kiss them.
I'd explain it. So you're giving your calc score today?
Hey, plus, you were got a G.
Oh, man.
All right, hey, relax. Here, I'm just playing.
Hey, Heward, you gotta use...
Worry about your own, Marianne. I'll worry about mine.
You just don't get it. I'm tired
of... I don't need your help, Lou.
Yeah, you do!
Hey, look. Hey, guys, I know we're four guys in the shower, but can we keep the testosterone to a minimum?
Hey, Jake. Help is like sex. Take it from whoever and whenever you can get it.
Later.
Nance, how's the cow?
Ma'am, she walks, she talks, she's full of chalk. The lactofluid extracted from female bovine species is highly prolific to the fifth degree, ma'am.
Good job, Nance. Serve yourself.
Ma'am, thank you, ma'am.
A dining hall.
I'll give you an easy one, Rivet. The Triton Light has water from how many different seas?
Sir, 8, sir.
Are you sure? Because you look like you're guessing, Heward.
Sir, I'm sure, sir.
So you wouldn't have a problem betting your company mate's dinner on your answer?
Sir, no, sir.
What about their lives? You said you were sure about the answer. Well, if you're sure, mistakes shouldn't matter. Lou, the Triton Light has water from how many different seas?
Sir, 7, sir.
You just killed everyone in your company, Heward. Everyone scrape your plates back onto the platter. The worst officer is someone who guesses. Someone who's too afraid to admit that they don't know the right answer. Those are the officers who get people killed. You bet everyone's meal, Heward. Enjoy.
Now, Jake's lying in bed in the darkness, staring at the ceiling, his hands on his forehead. An alarm goes off under Estrada's pillow, and the sleepy cadet turns it off and rolls over. Next morning.
Sir, the uniform for noon meal formation is working loose. Stripers carry swords. The menu for the noon meal is baked chicken, roast beef, mashed potatoes, minced vegetables, cannonballs, and hard sauce. You now have 10 minutes, sir!
Whitaker pauses at Estrada and sniffs.
You don't stink so bad, Estrada. You've been taking your showers?
Sir, yes, sir!
All right, Estrada. You can terminate Operation Disinfect.
Sir! Aye, aye, sir!
Carry on.
Finally. Goddamn night of sleep. Hoorah!
Lou seems uncomfortable and follows him into their room.
Estrada, we need to talk. You mean talk or talk? You lied to Whitaker.
What the hell are you talking about?
You didn't take a shower last night.
So what? Look, man, I've been taking those goddamn showers every night for the past 6 weeks. So what if I miss one?
You gotta turn yourself in.
Why? Because Whitaker's a racist prick? Hell no, man. I shouldn't have had to take those showers in the first place.
Not about the shower. It's the first thing that we learned. Midshipmen are persons of integrity.
Get off your soapbox, Lou!
Lou, it's a shower. We can take care of this.
You think I want to do this?
Oh, eat me, poster boy.
Just tell the truth.
Attention on deck!
Cole's at the door, and they stand to attention as he steps in.
Is this room ready for inspection?
Sir, yes, sir!
Sir, I need to speak to you, sir!
Lou.
Sir, I need to speak to you, sir.
You mother!
Hey!
Lou!
Estrada outside now.
Jake's been holding him back and lets him go. He shares a stern glance with Cole, and later, he and another cadet are in a simulator tank.
Come on, Heward.
Let's go, Risa! You can do this! We're gonna drown because of you, Risa! You're crying? Your ship is sinking and you're crying? You're the reason they say women don't belong here, Risa. It's girls like you who give us a bad name.
Plugging a hole.
I think she gets the point, ma'am.
What was that, Heward?
Ma'am, I said I think she gets the point, ma'am.
The flooding simulator's halted, and Cole climbs in.
Risa, out of the tank.
The female cadet leaves.
You got a problem with the way this company's being run, Heward?
Sir, no, sir.
You got enough problems of your own without worrying about Risa's.
Allie looks annoyed.
You want to hit me, Heward? Go ahead.
Cole, this is my trail. I'll handle it.
Cole's face is close to Jake's. Then he turns and climbs out of the water. In the gym, Cole spars with a cadet in the ring while others look on. They're each wearing head guards. The cadet's knocked down.
All right, gentlemen, that's enough. Nice work there, Cole. Nice work, I like that. So you all think that you're Rocky Marciano or some shit because you could tag your roommate with a weak-ass right. So I had your commanding officer come in here today, show you what real boxing is about. Because if you make brigades next semester, that right there is what you'll be looking at. Whoa! Midshipman Cole looks like he can go another round. What you say, Midshipman?
Let's do it.
Uh-oh. Anybody want to come in here with him? Huh? I hope you're this quiet when you're sneaking up on the enemy. Lou, how about you? You and your mouth were gold gloves champ at 185 in San Diego. Come on, champ.
Sir, I would, sir, but I don't want to give away my secrets until the brigades.
Pussy. Come on! This man has been making your life miserable for the last 2 months. It's your chance for a little payback. Anybody gonna come in here with him?
I'll do it.
You're not in his weight class, Ewan.
I'll wear an extra t-shirt.
You're not in his class either.
The boxing instructor, McNally, looks to Burton, who nods, so McNally lifts the ropes.
Come on, son.
All right, Jake, you can do it. You can do it, Jake.
Jake's given a head guard and gum shield.
So you want to do this, Hugh?
Yes, sir.
Cole lands a punch, then ducks away from Jake's blows. He lands an uppercut to the chin.
All right. It's okay, Jake. Wait about, son.
Burton watches with interest as Jake throws a flurry of punches, but then takes one to the cheek. Knocking Jake down.
This ain't one of them smokers from the shipyard, you.
You all right, son? Let's go. Come on, stay in there, Jake!
Cole has Jake in a corner and pounds him over and over again. McNally piles in.
All right, that's it.
Hope you didn't bet everybody's meal on this, you.
All right, that's it. Cut his gloves off.
Removing his head guard, Jake lunges at Cole.
What the hell are you doing? Why don't you come back?
Let him go!
God damn it!
Let him go!
Get out of the ring, Heward.
to set an example for these plebes. Settle down.
Now!
Get your gear off.
Jake walks away from the wing, and both Ali and Burton look disappointed. Later, Jake and some other cadets are marching up and down in a grim, prison-like yard. A door opens and Estrada steps out, escorted by Ali and another instructor. He's wearing civilian clothing and swaps his cadet kit bag for his own holdall. Before he leaves the academy yard, he looks up at Jake with a sad expression. A gate's opened and he walks through it. Ali considers Jake, then goes back inside. Now, Jake's donning his naval uniform in his dorm room when Nance comes in wearing a tracksuit. He pulls a drawer out of his desk and tips it over, cutting a mark in the underside of it with a knife.
...147 to go.
So when you taking off?
I'm not. I gotta stay and work on my time for the old course. And to be honest, I'm afraid if I walk out of here, I won't come back. So, you have a good Christmas. I'll see you after leave. Hey, Hewitt. I said I'll see you after leave.
Sir, yes, sir.
Nance looks worried. Jake walks along the slushy street to the shipyard, his kit bag on his back and his naval cap on his head. He takes off the cap as he walks towards the ship, which now seems almost finished, waving to some of the workmen who are milling about.
Hey, how are you?
Inside, he smiles as he finds AJ working on a metal railing. His friend looks up.
Hey, it's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Easy. In the bar.
Jake, great to have you back.
Drinking.
So what are you saying, they kicked some guy out of the academy for not taking a shower?
Yeah, they threw a couple out for hooking up with girls, too.
Oh, man, that place sounds like bullshit to me, man. I mean, I don't even know why you put up with that crap.
No, it's not a job. It's an adventure.
Well, I'll drink to that.
Drink to that.
A woman at the bar.
I'll drink to you, drinking to that.
Now, Jake arrives home to find Bill in the kitchen.
Hey.
He's making a sandwich.
Fight's about to start. You hungry?
Nah, thanks.
You sure? So AJ said you guys are a couple weeks behind.
Yeah, a little.
I was wondering if you could use me.
Well, I don't have any short-time stuff.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really thinking about short-time stuff.
Are you sure this is what you want?
Jake looks troubled.
Okay.
Bill retrieves two beers from the fridge and gives one to Jake.
Talk to Mike tomorrow. See what we can work out.
Thanks.
Should be a good fight.
Main events in association with College Atlantic City.
Bill drops down into a chair in front of the TV at the shipyard locker room.
I told Mikey we meet him over at Sir Frankie's in 5.
That's all right. I think I'm just gonna go home.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just tired.
Jake notices a calendar on the door of AJ's locker, bearing bets against when his last day at the academy would be. The name of each of his colleagues are written by different dates.
So how much you collect?
Just for shits and giggles, man.
How much?
A little over 500.
Jake waits for Bill outside.
What's up? AJ leave early or something?
Opening the door of his truck.
You all right?
What kind of father wants his own son to fail?
What are you talking about?
Gave me my job back.
You asked for it back.
And you said yes.
Hey, this is a good thing here.
Yeah, not for me. You knew how bad I wanted to go to the academy. You never said anything. Why? Would it kill you that I might actually do better than you?
Okay. You want to know the truth? I didn't want you to go over there because I knew this would happen. That you'd be back here pissed off because you didn't make it. Look, Jake, I know you promised your mother that you'd go to the academy. And you tried, but it just didn't work out.
Maybe it would have if she was the one who's still around.
Look, I know I haven't been the best father. And you can blame me for a lot of things, but this ain't one of them. Because when it's all said and done, I didn't quit. You did, Jake.
Jake has tears in his eyes as Bill climbs into his truck and drives away. Jake's left alone in the snowy yard. Later, he's sitting in the near-empty bar at the counter, nursing a bottle of beer. The bartender chats happily to some other customers while fairy lights decorate the walls and fake snow's been sprayed on the glass panels of the door. Ali appears and takes a seat next to him.
What are you doing here?
You know, just scoping out John's.
You want a beer?
How's your leave been?
It's been a blast. How's yours?
Okay. You looking forward to heading back?
Come on. I thought you were to dance with me.
It's the young woman from the other evening, and she and Jake start to dance to the song. Allie gets off her stool and makes her way over to them.
Sorry, do you mind if I cut in?
The woman walks off, looking a little disgruntled, and Ali puts her arms around Jake's neck.
This is nice. I don't think I've danced since high school.
Your spring dances at the academy?
No. Mm-mm, never gone.
Yeah, I can tell.
Really? So the guy keeps stepping on my foot. Ow!
They move together.
Why don't you go to the dances?
Some guys at the academy don't view women as their equals. It's worse if you start dating them.
He nods.
It's no fun being underestimated, is it?
It's worse when you do it to yourself.
They lean closer to one another. Then the other woman appears again.
Excuse me. I will see you tomorrow, please, Fiona. Watch your feet.
To the other woman. Jake watches her leave the bar. The cadets are standing to attention in their companies.
Delta Company?
Sir! One missing and unaccounted for! Midshipman, fourth class, butcherer!
Burton moves on to Alley.
Echo Company?
Sir, two missing and unaccounted for! Midshipman, fourth class, Casa Rico! Midshipman, fourth class, Heward!
Jake races up.
Ma'am! Midshipman, fourth class, Heward! Is present and accounted for, ma'am!
He's in his own clothes, and Burton strides over to him.
In case you forgot, we wear uniforms here.
Sir, yes, sir.
Put yourself on report.
Sir, aye, aye, sir.
Ali stifles a smile, and Cole makes his way over to Jake.
Memorial Hall in 10, Heward.
Sir, aye, aye, sir.
Now in uniform, Jake joins Cole at a memorial wall bearing the names of fallen military personnel.
Dead at 23. The best office I ever served under.
I'm sorry about your friend, sir.
Why? He's not. Why are you here, Heward?
To serve my country, sir.
You say that here, where people actually died for their country. You don't think I took Psych 101? You're here to answer the question that's been gnawing at your brain ever since you saw this place from across the river. Well, let me spare you the suspense. You ain't good enough.
I've heard that my whole life. And I'm still here.
All the other company commanders here, they're playing soldier. But I've been a soldier, Heward. I've seen what good officers are like. And I know what bad officers are like. So there ain't no way that I'm letting someone finish this year who's not worthy of this academy.
I'm not quitting.
Cole studies him.
Wakey, wakey! Come on, Lou! Move, Butterball!
Plebe Heward, how many missiles are the Ohio class of ballistic missile submarines capable of carrying?
Shall I find out, sir?
Who was the youngest midshipman, and how old was he?
Sir, I'll find out, sir.
I'm sure you will, Heward. Keep filling.
The other recruits are holding buckets of water at arm's length, and Jake fills them. Lou whispers to Jake, and Whittaker fills his bucket to the top.
Congratulations, Lou.
You can join Heward on marching tours this weekend. Carry on.
Understand this. When Plebe Heward doesn't know his rates, none of you do. A company is only as strong as its weakest plebe.
Jake returns to his dorm room to find Lou packing up his things. Before he leaves, he turns to Nance.
You should get out too, Nance. He's just going to drag you down.
He's right, you know.
Can I borrow your starch?
Look, I don't get it. Why are you still here?
Oh, you want to know why I stay in this room?
Yeah.
Because, Jake, you're my Mississippi.
You what?
People who live in Arkansas. You know what their favorite state is?
No.
Mississippi. Because Mississippi's the only thing that keeps Arkansas from being the worst state in the whole country.
I'm Mississippi.
Well, you sure as hell ain't California. Listen, Cole and Whittaker are so busy trying to run you out, they forgot all about me. As a matter of fact, they've forgotten about every other plebe in this whole company. That's why I stay in this room, Jake. Because if Mississippi quits, then all of a sudden Arkansas is the worst state in the whole country.
Jake laughs.
Hey, where's my starch?
Right,
all right. Chop, chop.
Jake's skipping in the boxing gym when McNally comes over to him with a clipboard.
Looking good, Heward. Pretty soon you'll be able to keep up with my 6-year-old daughter.
When can I start boxing again, sir?
When I make Admiral. You knew better than to pull that mess you pulled in my ring, son.
The other cadets are sparring, and McNally climbs into the ring.
Eyes in the ring! Brigade's tournament begins in 8 weeks. Training starts this Friday. Brigade's is the biggest event in this academy all year. You know why? Because the boxing ring is the only place in this academy where everybody's equal. Doesn't matter what your rank is, how many stripes you got. The only thing that is guaranteed when you step inside these ropes, you're gonna find out who you are.
Nighttime, and Jake's pounding a punch ball in the dark gym when the door opens and Burton steps in.
This doesn't look like your room. What are you doing here, Hewitt?
Training for the brigade, sir.
All right, Ewan. Let's see how you're doing.
Sir?
Show me how you're gonna win the brigades. Ding, ding. Don't worry, Ewan. I'm not your company office in here. I'm just a guy looking to punch you in the mouth. Well, you can take a punch. I guess we knew that already, didn't we? Well, you can actually land a punch, too.
Burton deflects, then punches back.
You're pretty good, Hewitt.
Nice.
Against a 36-year-old out-of-shape lieutenant.
They spar some more, and Burton pushes him momentarily against the ropes. Jake punches him away.
Not bad, Hewitt. You know, most of the boxers in the brigades are going to be national ranked amateurs, right? You think you're going to beat them by coming in here, hitting the bag for a couple hours?
Do what I have to.
Really? Without anyone training you? What do you think, Hewitt? You think you're going to be the first plebe to get through here without anyone's help?
I don't need anyone's help.
Jake drives Burton into a corner and pummels his torso.
No one thinks I'll make it anyway.
Burton surges forward.
Who do you think convinced the board to take a chance on you?
Climbing out of the ring.
This ain't the shipyard, Hewitt. You can't just will yourself through this place.
Jake leans on the ropes as he watches Burton walk out. Later, he's sitting in his dorm room in the dark with a torch in his mouth, leafing through a book.
Sorry, I'll be done in a minute.
Nance takes his cassette player out of his cupboard and hands it to Jake.
Yeah. Recent studies show that auditory retention surpasses that of visual retention. Okay, turn off the lights so I can get some sleep.
Jake puts on the headphones and presses play.
What is the latitude of Annapolis? The latitude of Annapolis is 38.58 degrees north.
Thanks.
Another day.
Man.
Is it Heward? Everything okay?
Yes, ma'am. You know I'm training for the brigades.
That's great, Hewitt. Good luck.
Maybe we could work out together.
No, I think I'm already in pretty good shape. Thanks.
Ma'am.
She turns to him.
I need your help.
She thinks for a moment, then walks away with a smile. Nighttime again. And Jake's going through his moves in the gym while Ally walks slowly around him. She throws a tennis ball that hits him in the face.
What? Think you're gonna be all alone in that ring?
Throwing it again.
Oh.
Come on. Come on,
please. Let's go, stop. Oh.
He dodges the ball. Then in the daytime, Nance falls heavily from one of the bars of the reverse climb. Jake offers him a hand.
Come on. Before you achieve, you must believe.
Let's go, Arkansas.
Nighttime, and Jake's sparring with Burton, although his hands are tied behind his back.
Come on, Heward. Some better footwork at Payless. Come on, get back in there.
In the dining hall, Jake spreads thick chunks of butter on his bread, while Nance studies him with a frown. In their dorm, Jake's on a computer when Nance comes in and shuts the door.
Jake.
What?
You're trying to get Nicole's weight class, right?
Yeah.
A chocolate bar.
What's this?
Well, you're not going to get there by just eating the stuff they serve you here. Nope. What you need, my friend, is the patented Marcus Nance North Beach diet, which I'm proud to say has been perfected after 18 years of dedicated research.
So you're going to get me to 185?
Hey. I'm not only the president of the Marcus Nance North Beach Diet, I'm also a client.
Another day, and Jake makes his way into the boxing gym, pausing as he watches the other cadets in training. He has flashbacks to his own clandestine late-night sessions with Burton and Ali. Coaches Nance. The cadets run carrying a huge log, and Jake listens to the cassette machine at night. Another day on the assault course, then pounding one of the punch bags in the dark. Cole watches him on the track.
What happened to all my ball machines?
Come on, you're dancing.
Hit me once and you can talk like
Let's
that.
Let's go. Oh, I have. I think I beat you about five times. Make that six, Heward.
She fires the ball machines at him. Then in class, Jake expertly carries out a chemistry task.
That's three. Give me one more. Give me one more. That was for Mama. Give me one for Daddy. Get up there. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
He shouts at Nance, then is weighing himself at the gym. And he shakes his head.
Not quite there, huh? Come on, how bad do you want it?
A bag of food. McNally looks disinterested as Jake skips. Late night training, studying in class. Punching Burton's padded hands, skipping at speed, and dodging the tennis ball. Now, he's running with Ali.
Okay, that's good stuff.
They slow to a halt and stare out across the water towards the shipyard. The mammoth ship looks almost complete.
I never could have done it.
What?
I made it through Plebeer if I could see my home every day.
If I couldn't see it every day, I probably would have quit a long time ago. You know, my mom used to take me out here. We had a sunfish in the pocket down there. was the only person who ever believed I'd make it here.
She must be very proud of you.
She would be.
I'm sorry. She's what's getting you through?
She's what got me here. She's not the one who's getting me through.
He throws her a smile. Now, Cole's being weighed by McNally while the other cadets look on.
Matt Cole, 197. All right, midshipman, you can step down. Anybody else for heavyweight? All right, I guess that's it then.
One more heavyweight!
Jake has a mouthful of snacks as he approaches the scales.
Hewitt, what are you doing?
Weighing in.
The jump rope contest is next week. My daughter's really looking forward to it. Anybody else?
Sir, you said the brigades were open to all midshipmen. I'm gonna fight.
McNally looks over at Burton, who shakes his head with a smile.
Fine, I'm gonna draw up a permission slip for your parents to sign. Hit the scales.
Nance hands Jake a chocolate bar wrapped in a piece of white bread as he steps up on the scales. Having removed his top, Jake shoves the food into his mouth. McNally adjusts the weight on the scales.
Jake Hewitt, 185.
Jake laughs happily. The brigade's preliminary round. While cadets and instructors fight it out in the ring, the other recruits watch, dressed in their crisp white uniforms. Whittaker wins a bout. More contenders pummel one another, and one young man tries to haul himself up on the ropes, his face bloody. Drops down again with a thud. Cole sneers darkly as he hits one of his opponents, then floors him with two clean punches. The young man is counted out by the ref, and Cole walks to the other side of the ring. McNally is standing in the middle of the ring.
Midshipman Lou versus Midshipman Hewitt. Let's go.
Jake taps his gloves on Ali's fists and Lou climbs into the ring.
All right, men, you both received your instructions in the dressing rooms. I want you to keep it clean. Any questions?
Payback's a bitch, Hewitt.
They go to their opposite corners. They step towards one another, and Lou throws the first punch. He jabs at Jake, who covers his ear, then pushes back. Lou forces him back once more, then taunts him. Jake lands a heavy punch, and Lou falls to the floor. The cadets get to their feet, and Jake catches Cole's eye.
7, 8, 9, 10, you're out!
Push-ups in the rain.
What is the latitude of Annapolis?
We're the first three naval officers to hold the rank of admiral.
How long have you been in the Navy?
Sir, the latitude of Annapolis is 38.58 degrees north. Sir, the first three admirals were Dewey, Porter, and Farragut. Sir, I've been in the Navy all my blooming life, sir. Your mother was a mermaid, my father was King Neptune. Every bone in my body's a spar. And when I spit tar. I tarn, I is, I am, I are.
All right! Everybody on your feet! Everyone but Hewitt is dismissed.
The others jog away.
How about some more up-downs, Hewitt?
It's nighttime, and lightning illuminates the yard. As Jake jumps down onto his belly, then leaps up again into a standing position, Cole looks round to see the rest of the cadets have turned back to them. They return to their positions around Jake and join in with the exercise. They're soaked to the skin and lose next to Jake.
What, I'm a plebe! I love rolling on the ground and freezing my ass off.
Jake smiles.
Y'all trying to make me proud out here tonight, huh? Hoorah!
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 Jake's in the gym.
Good. Time. Nicely done, Heward.
Thank you.
Good job. Your left hook's getting there.
It's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not there yet.
Not yet.
Really?
Almost.
Huh. Why don't you show me? Yeah.
Okay.
Slip it in.
All right.
Show me how to get
it. It's the little things, like I'd really get your weight behind it. You know what I mean? Oh! I'm so sorry. Oh.
Jeez.
No, it's okay.
Is it plating?
She's lying on top of him, and as their lips almost meet, he lifts his head, but she pulls away.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm okay.
No, I mean about stopping.
Oh. Well, why are you sorry? I was the one who stopped.
What'd you say?
It was getting a little hot. I had to push you away.
You know what? I think I hit you over the head a little too hard there, Jake.
Semi-final round. Jake punches Whittaker to the floor. Whittaker's lifted up off the mat.
Okay.
Nice smile, Hewitt. Can't wait to see what Cole does to it in the finals.
Goodbye.
At the shipyard, two minibuses of naval cadets pull up. Workmen bustle about around them. And when the cadets get out of the buses dressed in their clean white uniforms, AJ notices that one of them is Jake.
No way.
Jake stands still, while his fellow cadets flow past him on their way to the newly built ship. He joins them on board. And Ali comes to stand beside him as they both take in their surroundings. She smiles at him.
It's impressive to be able to say you helped build something like this.
She goes off to join the others, then the cadets leave the ship. On the way back to their minibuses, Jake notices his dad talking to some of the men. Bill looks up and spots him.
Take 10.
Bill goes over to him.
Hey.
Ship looks great.
Might float.
So, I know you're probably busy, but I have a fight next week, Saturday. It's the finals in the brigades. It's for the whole academy.
We're still a little behind.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right. Well, I guess I'll see you soon.
Yeah, sure. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Jake walks away, leaving Bill looking thoughtful. Now, at the assault course.
The required time for plebes is 5 minutes. Failure to meet that requirement will result in separation. There will be no retest. Good luck.
The cadets head off in pairs, with Nance in the first two. He leaps over a log while his colleagues cheer him on from the sidelines. Through the tunnel and up the scramble net. Lowering himself down the rope, then tackling the reverse climb. Jake is standing beside it.
Come on! You got it! Come on, deck down, you got it! Come on, that's it! Let's go! Let's go!
He climbs down the bars.
Watch Wentz, show Whitaker! Go! Let's go! Let's go!
Racing along the log to the waiting cadets. Jake hugs him.
Nice! Good job, man! Good job!
Nance, 504. You're 4 seconds over.
Sir, you gotta give him another chance. He can make it.
504 is 504.
4 seconds. You know how far he's come?
Cole ignores Jake and walks off. Jake glances over at Ali, then shakes his head before turning to see Nance trudging back towards the academy. In their dorm room, Nance is standing looking out of the window when Jake comes in. Nance doesn't look round.
Gave me a key to the city, you know that? You think I have to give it back?
Hey, this isn't over. All right, we can talk to Burton.
Remember how I told you about that bully I beat up in the fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, he tripped when he hit me and knocked himself out on the pavement. Next day when he came back to school, he kicked the crap out of me till I cried like a baby.
All right, come on, Arkansas. You can't do this to yourself.
I let him down. I let my parents down.
You don't let anyone down. We're gonna work this out. It's gonna be fine.
But just stop it, Jake, okay? It's over. I don't belong here, okay? You belong here. I just need some time alone, all right?
Okay. All right.
Jake walks slowly from the room, and when he's gone, Nance turns back to the window and begins to sob. He calms a little, but then his emotions overwhelm him. In the gym, Lou's punching Jake in the stomach. Handing Jake a drink.
Thanks.
You're ready, man.
They make their way across the campus, and suddenly, a number of people race past them.
Somebody jumped.
Jake and Lou join the others who are crowding around someone. Jake looks up at the open window above, then down at Nance, who's spread-eagled on the stone floor.
He's still breathing. Go get some help.
Cole arrives, pushing through the cadets, and Jake lunges at him.
Jake, get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Jake,
You did this!
Jake, take it easy, man.
You have
me! Cool off, Jake. Come on. Take it easy. Just take it easy. Come on, it's not worth it, man. Cool off, man. You gotta cool off.
Cole adjusts his cap as he snorts angrily. Sometime later, Jake's sitting at the top of some stone steps, hugging his knees, staring out at the academy grounds. Next, he's sitting by Nance's bedside in a hospital. In their dorm, Jake's packing his academy belongings into a white plastic crate when Cole makes his way into the room. Jake continues to pack.
So you're quitting?
Jake takes something else from the wardrobe.
What about your review board?
I hit my superior officer. We both know how it's gonna end.
I asked for more time to prepare my statement for the board. Your appearance has been moved to Monday, after the brigade finals. I'm giving you what you wanted all year, Hewitt.
With one eyebrow raised, Jake throws Cole a sideways glance before watching him walk from the room. In the hospital, Nance is asleep, and Jake reaches over for his friend's naval cap. Taped to the inside of it is a picture of Nance and his parents at the parade in his honor. Nance wakes up.
Hey.
Doctor says you're gonna be all right.
Jake.
Yeah.
What turns a fight?
More important things than the fight right now.
Listen, Jake, we're both lucky. We got second chances. Not gonna waste mine. Neither are you. When you step in the ring, you have 3 rounds to find out who you are. Show them who you are, Mississippi.
Jake takes in his words. Strip lighting flickers in the changing room at the gym. Wearing a navy blue silk dressing gown with gold trim, Jake goes through some moves alone in the room. He jabs and uppercuts before sitting on a bench, then leaning against the wall. Eventually, he steps out of the changing room and makes his way along the gloomily lit corridor that leads to the boxing ring. The seats are full, and the ref is already in the ring, which is brightly illuminated, sending the rest of the venue into darkness. He pauses at the entrance. His chest rises and falls as he takes a deep breath. Then the spectators turn to see him and begin to applaud. Cole has climbed into the ring.
Hey, Rivet! Don't let me down, I got money on you.
AJ is up in some balcony seating. Jake runs down to Ali and Lou.
Okay, here we go!
Got it.
He slips off his dressing gown.
Yeah, here we go.
Jake climbs into the ring.
Okay, fighters to the center.
They stand close.
Okay, gentlemen, receive my instructions in the dressing room. Obey my commands. Touch gloves.
They bump each other's gloves, and Bill arrives, taking a seat in the audience. Burton's also watching as the fight begins. Cole lands a punch.
Come on, Ewart, step around!
This kid Cole is probably my best recruit in the last 10 years.
All right, playtime's over!
He's gotta pace himself.
Attack him!
Jake pummels Cole into a corner.
He's gotta slow it down.
Here we go, yes!
Jake drops to his knees.
Raise your smile now, Heward!
One, two, three.
Take the count!
Four, five,
Jake.
Six.
Jake gets up and the ref checks him.
Attaboy, Jake!
Box!
Here we go, baby!
Cole seems to have the upper hand, moving Jake across the mat. Bill lowers his gaze.
Defense, Jake, hands up!
Get out of that corner! Get out of that corner!
Cole is showering blows on Jake in the corner.
Break, break!
The ref sends them to their opposite corners. Ali climbs into the ring to attend to Jake.
You got this. Okay, come on. You remember, you're boxing in there, not brawling. Look at me, Jake. Look at me. I want you to watch him, okay? Keep your hands up. Make him come to you.
You see that, kid? You are dominating this fight. You're the champ, okay? You are the champ. Two more rounds, baby. Finish off this little trick.
All right, now, do not charge him.
Let's go, Jake.
Lou puts in his mouth shield. Then Jake and Cole stand up once more. Jake lifts his gloves to protect his face as Cole batters him.
Be patient, just let him come to you! Here we go! Put him down!
Stay off the ropes, Jake, come on!
How's your man Hewitt doing there, Lieutenant?
Come on, Cole!
Jake starts to fight back.
Move in on him, Jakey!
Yeah,
no, man, no! Attack him! Get off the roof!
Now, it's Cole who has his gloves up.
Watch it! Slow down, Jake! You're leaving yourself open! Hands up! Hands up!
Cole punches him hard and he's thrown onto the mat. Bill gets to his feet, and Cole leans on the ropes as he looks down at Jake, his skin dripping with sweat. Lou shouts something to Jake, but he doesn't hear it. Jake pushes himself up off the floor and stands to face Cole. As the bell rings for the end of the round, a hint of pride washes over Bill's face. Jake lowers himself onto the stool in his corner. There's blood around one of his eyes, and he stares across the ring at Cole. A sponge is being squeezed over Cole's head as he and Jake hold each other's gaze. They glare intensely at one another. Then, with mouth guards in position, they each get up from their stools. Water is dripping from Cole's head as they walk to the centre of the ring.
Catch Globe!
You got this!
Let's go, Cole! They got nothing left! Let's go, Jake!
Jake jabs at Cole's torso and he hits back. Jake lands a few blows to Cole's face, then fends off some punches. They move across the ring.
That's it, Jake! Make it come to you!
Nice! Cole, get out of there!
Ducking a blow, Jake lands a punch that floors Cole. Cole hits the floor with his glove, then gets to his feet. The ref checks him over, then the fight resumes.
There you go, step around!
Here we go!
You got him, Jake! This is war time!
No, 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 come on! What the hell are you doing? Keep working him! He's going down! Just work the body! Let's go! 30 seconds!
Go for it!
Come on. Come on, Jake.
Bill is on his feet.
He's getting tired, Jake! You gotta go for it! Go for it!
20 seconds, George! Come on, here it is!
Keep the rhythm! Keep the rhythm!
Jake expertly ducks Cole's blows.
Right, right.
Great fight, Jake.
Yeah, that kid, you was a tough kid.
The superintendent gets to his feet along with Burton and McNally.
That's my boy right there! That's my boy!
Bill drops down into his chair.
Okay, fighters to the center!
Cole and Jake stand on either side of the ref, who takes their hands. After a few moments, he raises Cole's arm into the air. Jake is pushed out of the way by a photographer.
Sorry.
I told you, hell of a fight.
Cole raises a hand triumphantly while Jake steps out of the ring, and Ali drapes his gown around him.
You did great.
The other cadets and spectators are on their feet, applauding for him. Heading for the changing room, he looks up to see his dad, who nods proudly at him. People pat him on the shoulder as he continues out of the arena. Another day at the academy, and Jake is appearing before a large review panel. Cole is sitting near to him.
Midshipman Heward, please stand.
Mr. Heward, this review board finds you guilty of insubordination.
Sir, yes, sir.
However, based on the recommendation of your company commander, this board has decided to retain you. Your punishment will be 95 days restriction and 95 demerits. This punishment will commence immediately upon your return from summer cruise. Is that understood?
Sir, yes, sir.
his eyes well with tears. Now, Burton attaches epaulettes to Jake's shirt in a falling out ceremony.
Congratulations, Midshipman York.
Thank you.
Class of 2008, congratulations. You just completed your plebe year.
Plebes no more!
Your summer leave starts now!
They throw their caps up into the air and congratulate one another. Later, Jake's walking along with another midshipman when he spots Allie.
I'll see you in a bit.
Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have any plans before your summer cruise?
Yeah, I think I might go over to Sir Frankie's and see if there are any escorts around.
Really?
Yeah.
Save your money.
She plants a huge kiss on his lips.
Please
don't
worry. I'll see it, Sir Frankie's.
Okay.
Jake smiles happily as she walks away. Then he spots Cole in Marine uniform heading for a military transport with some other recruits.
Sir.
I want to thank you.
For what?
For helping me with the review board.
It wasn't about you, Heward. That was about this academy.
Good luck out there.
Jake salutes, and Cole reciprocates before walking away.
Sir. What do you think would have happened if that fight went another round?
You really want to find out? Come join me in the Marines.
With that, Cole smiles and climbs aboard the bus. Jake watches the bus pull away, then steps down to cross the road before striding along a path towards the water. He's one of many midshipmen making their way across the academy grounds in their pristine white uniforms.